Coming out of Montel Fish, I Can't Tell, Love My Money in parentheses, and stylized in parentheses. Before that was Chromeo, Night by Night. Anytime I say Montel Fish, I think I'm saying the wrong name. And also, like, my mind is telling me to say Montel Jordan right. or Montel Williams.
Right, same.
Talk show, musician, R&B singer, or, you know, and then, like, I'm like, Fish, is that right? That can't be right.
I feel the
same
way. I
was surprised that I liked it, though. I have to tell you, but now you kind of told me about, like, how this bass line is, this bass is, like, overmodulated and completely distorted, and it's like I'm having a hard time hearing past it.
Yeah, sorry I ruined it for you, but that's the first thing I heard, and I was like, why did he pick this song? And I didn't realize it until I put my earbuds in that I heard this distortion. I'm like, I got to turn it down. But then the vocals are not distorted, so it makes you believe, like, okay, this is on purpose. And but I was just like the whole time, like, why? Because it's a beautiful, delicate, high-pitched voice and lyrics.
I love his voice.
Yeah. I mean, I actually wanted to pick a Montel Fish song. I have him on my future shows list, but, you know, because of the high-pitched voice. And I just had a hard time fitting one in. And so I'm kind of glad you did, so I can erase it from my to-do list. and I think it fits here in the show, but that bass, man, I can't get past it. So I
think it's worse in headphones. Because I've been listening to that off headphones, not listening to like on the regular. I have very good monitor speakers that I listen to in my studio here, yeah. And they are so clean sounding. And I think with the performance of the bottom end of the speakers, it's really known for its bass end. Mm-hmm. So it holds it well, and it's not pressed up against your ear where you're hearing the obvious, like, buzzing from the overmodulation.
Yeah.
It's definitely different in headphones, for sure.
Yeah.
And now I'm hoping when I listen to it on the speakers next time, because if not, I'll just take it out of rotation. It's not that big of a deal.
I think I would.
It's got like 24 million plays. Like, how is this became a popular song? Yeah. Even with that.
I would say, though, I would argue that the job of mastering a song when you're doing that part is to make sure that it sounds good on all, like, mediums, right?
Totally,
all platforms.
Totally.
And I don't know if that's the way music is going, then I'm too old for it. But
no, I don't think any human being can deal with that for an extended period of time. You can't keep listening to vibrating woofers.
There should be a warning on the song, like, don't wear headphones.
Yeah, listen to it on regular. Don't listen to it on your phone, or maybe that's the trick. Listening to it on your phone is the whole reason he did it, so people could hear the bass.
That's probably fair. Yeah, and I think it's a good song, though, as far as the lyrics and the vocals, and I think it fits this show for sure, because we're trying to.
I like the song. Yeah, it's just a shame. It's a shame. Anyway, all right. So we have two more songs left, and this is not going to be overmodulated. both electronic. Again, we sort of shifted and pivoted about into the fifth song of the show, where we went to our sort of electronic leaning. This is very eclectic last set. I always, my end pick is usually the one that's sort of like off, you know, if I need to just get something else in, I'm going to squeeze it in at the end.
Oh, interesting.
That's for me today. Like, it's not always my favorite, but it's definitely maybe the one that's furthest from the ranch. I think tonight that's what I've done.
That's interesting, because I always try to pick a song that brings it back into the hi-fi dream space.
Yeah, so we're completely like our energies are that's, you know, kind of pulling and tugging as to which direction we go. Maybe that's what keeps it in the middle. But it's not like I'm going weird. This isn't a weird song that I chose. It's just that it's definitely unexpected, maybe.
Yeah.
Your choice, I always say this is the kind of song that I like. You like to include one that sort of fits this build.
Yes.
Got maybe like two voices, maybe electronic, house, but very melodic.
You got it. You got my equation. I'm a big fan of Romy. From the XX, and I'm really waiting patiently for a new XX album. I know they're working on one.
We all are.
And so anytime I can get Romy vocals, I'm gonna listen. And this is a collaboration with her and Jessie Ware, called Lift You Up, and fairly recent release from 2024 last year. Super housey. You got your gospel-like vocals from Jessie Ware, and it just reminds me of that, the rave sound, the rave scene.
Totally.
And you got Romy's vocals, and so it's a win for me, for sure. And you said this is a Willis song. It's definitely a Willis song.
Like, I saw it on paper, And I was like, I had heard this song, by the way, but I had saw, I was like, if there was never ever a Willis song on this show, it's Lift You Up. And it is really a good song. So Romy is so consistent. Anything she puts her voice on, I feel like has a certain quality, almost to me like Tracy Thorn of Everything But the
Girl. I agree 100%.
They're almost the same. Like, she's the more younger version of Tracy Thorn because she doesn't look the part of a pop star, but she sings better than anybody.
Yeah.
And it's like Tracy Thorn did not make sense. They couldn't really even put her on the cover until, like, well, when they blew up with Missing, they almost promoted it as like Faceless because they're already known as like sort of like an adult attempt, adult alternative artist, Everything But the Girl. But then they kind of shifted to electronic. But that her, she wasn't the typical pop look,
right,
at all. Neither of them were. Mm-hmm. So same thing with XX and Jamie XX, who does all the music and beats for the band. Is I like worship that guy. I think he's so genius in what he does musically and instrumentally, with programming and such.
Yeah.
But there's something about when they all come together, Oliver Sim, Jamie XX, and
Romy.
What's her name? Romy. Mm-hmm. There's something about this magic that comes from it. And I love that they make, no one sounds like them. And individually, they sound nothing like their,
right.
They're like the true version of some of the parts, you know? They all perfectly make a great sounding band. And but I know you love her voice, and it seems like her voice is all over, and it is, on Hi-Fi Dream. But this one hadn't gone in yet, so this will be the premiere on Hi-Fi Dream.
Great.
Followed up with a group that I did growing up in the New York metro area in Long Island. They played this band Lime all the time, and it was kind of like new wave disco. It was like not corny to people who thought disco was corny, that like new wave music or alternative music. So I was surprised at like, why is this sort of not considered corny like most disco is? And you know what I'm talking about, in the late 80s, early 90s, everybody hated disco.
Yes, it was like a death to disco.
Almost like the whole thing was like a dead, don't even bring it up. And then this group kind of didn't, they sort of were able to avoid that path. And it really is what Italo disco turned into and really kind of developed into down the road even further. But have you ever heard of Lime before?
Never heard of them before from 1984. No, never.
A guy, girl. I think they were husband and wife.
They were, yes. They were a married couple. Yep.
And they both sang, and they sang with like conviction, almost like in freestyle, like Dream Boy, Dream Girl.
Okay.
There was like, yep. You could tell they were kind of like, either they were going to jump each other's bones or they were going to get into a fight with each other the way they sang so emotionally in each other's face. And this song tells a really good story. Unexpected lovers. They didn't expect to fall in love with each other. Like this, I think it's a relatable story of like, you know, when you think you're like, you've fallen for somebody that you would never have expected to fall for.
Yeah.
Or like that person would fall for you. You're just like opposites attract maybe. But I always like the theme of the song, and I like the music, and it's like this epic kind of keyboards and swirling effects. What did you think?
It's got an interesting retro cha-cha, I think, rhythm to it, kind of dancing cha-cha. And I think combined with the guy's vocals, I heard a couple other of their songs, and his vocal range varies, but on this song he kind of goes into the, I'd call it like the Sammy Hagar like range, you know, where he's really kind of belting, but then his kind of raspy belt. And I can feel his chords like stretching.
Kind of like Luther Vandross without the extra soul.
I don't know how I go.
This guy belts.
Well, there's certain parts of it, I would have to say, parts of this song where it's more of a strain than a feeling the soul of him. But that's
the part where he's like, can you remember, baby?
Yeah.
The music in our eyes.
Don't you feel he's kind of straining like a rocker?
Yeah, but I hear soul too, but I guess I get what you're saying.
It's like a vocal compression, I guess. It's a compression technique of singing where rockers do this to sound loud without killing their voice.
Gravelly, yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's an interesting use in a disco song. It's more of a rock, I think, affectation in a disco song, so it's unique that way.
It's very unique. It's a cool, and a lot of their music, I play a few. There's one, their biggest one, Babe We're Gonna Love Tonight was a really big one, but then Angel Eyes, which is a great song, and I play that on Salt. It's very synthy. Mm. It's more synth pop, synth electro sounding.
Got it.
This has, but again, this has this like almost like a house beginnings in this as well.
I think it's a little bit of a Casio keyboard rhythm.
yeah, but the ding ding ding. I like it. It reminds me of High Energy by Evelyn Thomas as well.
Okay.
I almost can almost hear them replace that Casio sound with like an actual like drum or some sort of like a electronic drum they program there, like you'll hear how it evolved from a lot of this. But anyway, I love this song, and it's like almost guilty pleasure, borderline guilty pleasure for me.
good choice.
But it's a Sunday, so why not?
Yeah.
Lift You Up, Jesse Ware featuring Romy, and then Lime, that's the group. The song is called Unexpected Lovers. Dude, great show. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for an eclectic mix here.
Always a pleasure, and we'll end with these two songs, and we'll see you back here next week on The Deep Dive.
Hi-Fi Dreams Deep Dive.